Little Brian Adams, he's got a Christmas special on tonight. I think it's on City TV if you have that one. I'm Greg Morgan, and here we go. Start of a brand new work week. It's December the 8th, a Monday. Canada Post wanting to remind your kids today's the last day to mail their letters to Santa Claus if they want a response back. And of course, this Thursday is the last day to toss a new unwrapped toy into a Santa's Anonymous toy bin around the city. We've got them everywhere. I think we got you. If you're in Superstore, they're there. Walmarts, Marshalls, Winners, Zippity Zoom Toys, Canadian Tires, Taylor Automotive Group. They have boxes in all their affiliates. Northgate, Southland Malls. There are a few more. You can find out the list where the toy bins are at cjme.com. But our cutoff for Santa's Anonymous is this Thursday. And we're slightly behind. We need some help here. We've got more kids than ever that we want to ensure we'll wake up Christmas morning with a gift under the tree. I found it was busy everywhere I went in Regina on the weekend as we did a little Christmas shopping on Saturday. Parking lots were full. Christmas music playing everywhere. I was just talking to my coworker in the newsroom, Abby Zivering. She said she was at the Ryder store on Saturday and that she could not believe how busy it was. It was packed. So apparently a lot of people will be getting championship Rider gear for Christmas. In fact, a couple of weekends ago, Evan Bray and I were out for breakfast with some friends, and CEO of the Riders, Craig Reynolds, was guest speaker at that breakfast we were attending. He said after the Grey Cup, they were selling those Rider championship hats like one every 12 seconds. They're pretty sharp hats too. The white ones with the championship logo on. Probably going to be a lot of gifts. Christmas tree lots seem to be thinning out too. A lot of the people were driving away with a real tree on the top of their vehicle. And these next couple weeks, they're just going to feel a little hectic. You got to plan the grocery list. You got to do the Christmas baking, finish off Christmas shopping, make time for the kids' Christmas concert, prepare the home for any visitors that might be coming for the holidays. The next couple weeks, it's just hustle and bustle. That's all it is. And then on top of it all, you got to do it through this cold weather that has sunk upon us. The weekend was definitely much colder than we've experienced the last few weeks. But buckle up. Environment Canada put out a special weather statement this morning to warn us all of impact weather. And it reads, well, pretty much that there's a low pressure tracking through Montana, the Dakotas, sweeping up into southern Alberta and coming our way now with a potential of freezing rain as early as tomorrow morning. And that will extend from literally Kindersley to Estevan and move eastward, creating havoc on the roads potentially. And as the system progresses eastward, heavy snowfall amounts come with it. In fact, tried to find out where the heaviest snowfall amounts are, but they're still kind of watching this system and won't say for sure yet. But Environment Canada's Kian Kodolski tried to hone in for us where the heavy snowfall amounts may hit as of this morning. Here's what they're saying.
You know, definitely over to the kind of that Humboldt, Yorkton, Kamsack towards the Manitoba border. Definitely potential for some higher accumulating snow there. Again, this track and the accumulating snow totals will be subject to change once we have new guidance coming in. But for right now, the trends are, like I said, anywhere between 10 to 20, maybe more than 27 meters of snow once this system has moved out of the area through Wednesday. And again, if that freezing rain risk area does actually develop, that will create some treacherous driving conditions and, of course, some icing on structures, power lines, etc. as well.
So 10 to 20 centimeters or up to 8 inches in some areas. Add the wind, it might get ugly. Again, this is only a weather statement. They're warning us now. The potential is there as they watch this system closely throughout the rest of the day. Watch how it tracks. We'll update you, of course, and alert you to any weather that you may need to know. But you know what? It's just a reminder, right, that you got to find the winter gear. Add it to the emergency kit in the back of the vehicle there. Throw it in the trunk. Extra clothing and blankets. Just for those just-in-case moments, right? Lots of school field trips coming up midweek for classes headed out to Mission Ridge Ski Hill starting on Wednesday and into Thursday. I know that firsthand as my kid is scheduled to go out there too. They've been making their own snow out of Mission Ridge. And they don't need any fresh snow. They say they're ready. Opening up on Wednesday. But this potential for extra snowfall will only enhance ski conditions. But they're ready. Well, look, I'm warning you right now. I'd love you to support the 56th annual Santa's Anonymous before the end of day Thursday. That's our cutoff to get toys, new unwrapped toys dropped off in our toy bin scattered around the city. And I know many of you work with your own office in raising funds and shopping for toys and dropping them off. Our buddy, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson has been doing just that, playing Santa in his spare time for many years now. Joins me. Good morning, Belton.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Greg?
It's going all right. What is it that you do at the office this time of the year? Share with everyone, please.
What I normally do this time of the year is with Santa Anonymous is I start raising money amongst my coworkers and colleagues and everything at SGI. And my good friend, Derek Lothan there at Insurance Brokers Association of Saskatchewan, he matches up to $1,500. So my goal is to raise $1,500 to get the $1,500 from him so I could spend about, $3,000 there on toys for Santa Anonymous.
Are you close or have you done it?
I'm very close. As of today, I've raised $1,025 and I'm willing to guarantee you by my deadline is December the 9th. That's how long I raise the money up to.
That's here. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, I'll hit it tomorrow.
Belton, you tower over me. Santa, you tower over me. Does anyone ever say no to you?
Nobody ever says no to me.
Attaboy. Hey, when you go shopping for these toys, once you collect the money, you take your kids because, they influence you and they kind of know more of what to shop for, don't they?
They know exactly what to shop for, Greg, and we like to go to a local toy store, right? Support local and everything, right? And, the kids, they get in there and, it's almost like a scene out of, Home Alone or something, with shopping for toys and everything there. And they love it. And it gives me and my wife ideas of, what they may want for Christmas as well.
Well, and I know I've seen you haul up in your tractor trailer unit there with the rear opened up and then all these toys come falling out. You always do it year after year. So we thank you. And it's a good reminder of how everyone can work together at the office and support this program where we've got something like 1,500 families that registered in the first 48 hours a few weeks ago, and the waiting list continues to grow. So any extra toys, we're going to attack that waiting list too. Belton, thanks for everything you do for Santa's Anonymous. I want to talk a little football. How about a quick comment about, what happened last week in Ryderville? Trevor Harris signs for another year, and then quarterback Tommy Stevens says, give me two more, Belton. What do you think?
Hey, I love it. I love the continuity that the Riders have built, especially with Trevor Harris there, right? He played amazing this year. He deserves another year here. And, my thing is, getting those surrounding pieces for him because I really think that they can run this thing again here for another couple years if they stay on track the way I know they can. And Tommy Stevens, hey, touchdowns, baby. First downs, baby.
He's automatic. He's automatic. Belton Johnson, any surprises from the NFL weekend that you're still trying to get over?
Well, I will tell you, I'm surprised that the Buccaneers lost to the Saints yesterday there. And, the Chiefs, I don't know, Greg. I think they're falling from grace here because they got beat last night by the Texans.
Yeah.
So they're out of the West contention.
Well, yeah, if they won, they had more than a 60% chance of making that wild card. Now it's like 15%. It's pretty hopeless. But, well, my friend, good to check in with you. Thanks for the support on Santa's Anonymous as well. We appreciate what you and your coworkers do.
Always, Greg. You have a great day, man.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I mean, Belton.
Merry Christmas.
5:58 now. Over the weekend, Of all people, it was President Donald Trump honoring KISS. As they were one who attended the Kennedy Center honorees, last night a big ceremony. George Strait was there, KISS, Gloria Gaynor, Sylvester Stallone. Trump hosted the show himself amid his ongoing overhaul of the Kennedy Center, a prominent cultural institution. He also said he was 98% involved in selecting the latest honorees, personally rejecting some he deemed too woke. Anyhow, during the ceremony, Trump praised honorees like KISS.
You know, that band has stuck together for a long time. I've known a lot of bands, and they don't last too long. They're gone, much to the detriment of themselves, actually. But these guys get along, and I was watching. I love to watch people, and I was watching them, and they really respect each other, and they like each other. I just congratulate you. What a job. What a job you've done.
Yeah, there was Gene, there was Paul, and, of course, Peter Criss, the original drummer, missing Ace Frehley, who sadly passed away a few months ago, but his daughter was there to represent. Sylvester Stallone, also honored by the president, who apparently Trump loved Rocky and Rambo.
I loved Rambo, Sly, I'll tell you. I loved Rambo. I got to watch Rambo one time. I said, I wonder what this is all about. I went to a movie theater a long time ago when I used to go to movie theaters. I'd like to go again. I loved them. I loved the popcorn. And it was Rambo. I knew nothing about it, but I like Sly. So I said, let's go see it. After about 4 minutes, I said, this movie is great. Rambo, I think Rambo gave Rocky a little run, too, if you want to know the truth.
Well, there's something I can agree on. The original Rambo, I loved it. Anyhow, last night's ceremony was recorded. It's going to air on CBS in prime time and on Paramount Plus, the replay December 23rd. Going into the event, as they walked the red carpet, Trump was asked if he's going to restart trade talks with Canada.
Prime Minister of Canada, President of Mexico, and we spoke for a half hour. Very good, very productive. Talk mostly trade.
Will you restart negotiations with Canada?
I have a great relationship with Canada. They're very tough traders, but I have a very good relationship with the Prime Minister and with Canada.
And you had said you would halt those negotiations earlier after the tariff.
Well, I have halted them.
And so will you restart that?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, the problem is Canada makes a lot of things that we don't need because we make them also. But we'll work it out. Look, Canada's a special place, and they really are good at ice hockey, aren't they?
Mr. President?
It's a random way to finish that response. Oh, we're really good at it. Oh, he's right. Anyhow, it's not too often you hear Republicans say anything negative about their leader, but one was willing to talk to 60 Minutes last night. They sat down with former MAGA believer Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was once a loyal Trump foot soldier and has since fallen out of favor with him. He calls her a traitor now, in fact. She explains why she quit.
After President Trump called me a traitor, I got a pipe bomb threat on my house, and then I got several direct death threats on my son.
On your son?
On my son.
You say the president put your life in danger. You blame him. You say he fueled a hotbed of threats against me, and that you blame him for the threats against your son.
The subject line for the direct death threats on my son was his words, Marjorie Traitor Greene. Those are death threats directly fueled by President Trump. I told him, I told J.D. Vance, I told them all, sent those directly to them.
In response?
J.D. Vance replied back to me, we'll look into it. I got response back from President Trump that I will keep private, but it wasn't very nice.
Give us a hint of what the president said.
It was extremely unkind.
Her life is in danger? Who's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, he says.
Marjorie Traitor Greene. I don't think her life is in danger. Frankly, I don't think anybody cares about her.
Well, there you go. 60 Minutes last night with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who doubled down on her criticism of Trump in that interview with 60 Minutes, less than a month after the longtime Trump ally announced she would resign from Congress amid her public feud with him, too. She also said behind the scenes, Republican House members are famous for mocking Trump, making fun of him behind his back, but pretty quick to put on the old MAGA hat in front of him in order to find favors and not feel his wrath on social media. My buddy Kevin Martell away from the 980 CJME Newsroom at Andrew Shepherd here this morning. A pretty fascinating story behind the gentleman whose life was celebrated in Saskatoon over the weekend at a special funeral. A World War II veteran, Reginald Crash Harrison. He died November 20th at the age of 103. He flew 19 missions 19 missions for the 431 Iroquois Bomber Squadron. And he earned himself the nickname Crash after surviving four different plane crashes, and his grandson honored him. You're going to hear a little of that with Shep here at the bottom of the hour. Watched a little NFL last night. The Chiefs played host to Houston. They were down 17-10 with less than four to go in the fourth, and Travis Kelce blew it on the attempted comeback.
Second and 10. Texans bring four. Mahomes getting it out. Kelce couldn't hang on, and Al Shire has the interception.
Kelce took a shot there and laid on the ground going, oh boy, there it is. Chiefs pretty much toast now. Few upsets in the NFL yesterday. The Saints beating the Bucs 24-20. Upsetting their fans who want them to tank and get first pick next year. Oh, and locally, much needed win for our Regina Pats yesterday. They beat the Blades 4-0 in Saskatoon. Good for them. Next up is the Teddy Bear Toss game. That'll be Saturday night at the Brandt Center. And hey, buckle up from Environment Canada. We now have a special weather statement this morning to warn of impact weather. The statement telling us that starting tonight through tomorrow into early Wednesday, we got a low pressure system coming out of Montana, tracking up into southern Alberta and clipping us. Has potential for freezing rain as early as the overnight tonight and into tomorrow. That freezing rain extends kind of like in a line from about Kindersley, draw towards Estevan, and then moving eastward. So it could be havoc on the roads in the next day or two as that system, again, will also include heavy snowfall. And Environment Canada's Kian Kukulski tried to hone in for us on where the heaviest snowfall amounts might hit.
You know, definitely over to the kind of that Humboldt, Yorkton, Kamsack towards the Manitoba border. Definitely potential for some higher accumulating snow there. Again, this track and the accumulating snow totals will be subject to change once we have new guidance coming in. But for right now, the trends are, like I said, anywhere between 10 to 20, maybe more than 20 centimeters of snow once this system has moved out of the area through Wednesday. And again, if that freezing rain risk area does actually develop, that will create some treacherous driving conditions and, of course, you know, some icing on structures, power lines, etc. as well.
So up to 8 inches of snow in some areas. Again, they're only warning us right now of this potential, and they're tracking the system and will update us throughout the day here. Behind all of this, wrapping up early Wednesday, it's extreme cold. That's what we're in for. So now's the time with Christmas a couple weeks away. You might be traveling. Make sure your trunk has got the emergency kit, the extra clothing, maybe blankets, just in case, as the colder weather seems to be returning and sinking upon us here a little longer term than we'd like once we get through this next system over the next 24, 48 hours. Just a reminder, Regina's Winter Leisure Guide is out. There's swimming lessons. They're always the most popular. There's yoga. There's pickleball. I think that's new. And registration for Regina starts tomorrow morning at 7. But I'll give you a hint. You may want to go online as early as today. Make sure your account is up to date with your credit card information, all that. And just favorite the lessons you want. Put them into your wish list. And it will go a little easier when registration opens up for Regina only tomorrow morning at 7. Out-of-towners have to wait, I think, another week. But that is, again, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. The Winter Leisure Guide goes live on the city website. CJME News Time now is 6:27. Don't go far because I got my buddy Buzz from Jack 94.5 across the hall dropping by just after the 6:30 news. Hard to believe, but today is the 45th anniversary of John Lennon's death, the assassination that many of us heard while watching NFL football. And Howard Cosell. Buzz will share some of the moments that he recalls because he's one of the biggest Beatle fans I know. He'll join me after the 6:30 news.